Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, glad to be your hosts today and reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. They have everything from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations, information to equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And guess what, cowboy poetry and Old West fans? The Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, normally held in Valentine in October, is moving up to April 25th through the 28th. It's a big switch from the past 30 years, so make sure you get it on your calendar. April 25th through the 28th, same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
Well, I have something, Kim, to share that Julie French out of Ortonville, Minnesota, sent to us, and okay. It's from the great Red Skelton.
Oh, very good. She's awesome, and he was amazing.
He has a recipe for the perfect marriage, so you need to pay attention to this
okay.
one. Maybe even take some notes.
All right, so, I will. I have my pen ready.
Okay. Number one, two times a week we go to a nice restaurant, have a little beverage, good food, and companionship. She goes on Tuesdays, I go on Fridays.
Oh, that's where this is going.
Number two, we also sleep in separate beds. Hers is in California and mine is in Texas.
No.
Number three, for a perfect marriage from Red Skelton, I take my wife everywhere, but she keeps finding her way back. Number four, I asked my wife where she wanted to go on her anniversary. Somewhere I haven't been for a long time, she said. So I suggested the kitchen.
Oh.
Number five, we always hold hands. If I let go, she shops. Number six, for a perfect marriage, she has an electric blender, electric toaster, and an electric bread maker. She said there are too many gadgets and no place to sit down. So I bought her an electric chair.
Ow, that has a stinger to it.
Kind of shocking, isn't
yeah.
it?
You know, I was a really little kid when Red Skelton was really popular, and I guess I'd never caught on to this flavor of his humor.
All right, Red Skelton's recipe for a perfect marriage, number seven. My wife told me the car wasn't running because there was water in the carburetor. I asked her where the car was and how she knew that, and she told me, in the lake.
Well, she was right, wasn't she?
Number eight, she got a mud pack and looked great for 2 days. Then the mud fell off.
Oh, ooh, Red Skelton, naughty man.
Number nine, she ran after the garbage truck yelling, am I too late for the garbage? The driver said, no, jump in. Number 10, remember, marriage is the number one cause of divorce. Number 11 from Red Skelton, I married Miss Wright. I just didn't know her first name was Always.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Skelton.
Number 12, I haven't spoken to my wife in 18 months. I don't like to interrupt her. And finally, number 13, the last fight was my fault, though. My wife asked, what's on the TV? And I said, dust.
You know, that's a little reminiscent of our sister-in-law and brother-in-law.
That's right.
Russ and Jean.
Can't you just hear Red Skelton, the great Red Skelton, a perfect recipe for marriage. Julie French set that in. Thanks, Julie.
Absolutely. Those are hilarious. Well, kind of, in a jaded way. Hey, according to a certain website, Instacart, these are some favorite Easter candies, state by state.
All right, I'll see if I agree.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I kind of wonder how they gathered this information, but let's throw it out there anyway. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the favorites in Nebraska and North Dakota.
I'd go along with that, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue. Well, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs with the heavier peanut butter to chocolate ratio are favored in Montana, Wyoming, and Minnesota.
No, I don't think so. You don't mess with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and the perfect combination.
Oh, I don't know. You take a Reese's Peanut Butter Egg that's been in the freezer and the chocolate cracks. Pretty hard to beat. Anyway, South Dakota prefers the simplicity of a good old Hershey milk chocolate bar.
That's kind of bland, isn't it?
Well,
I like the Hershey's with the almonds.
Yeah, that's really good. You know what kind of surprised me, though, is nobody out of our area chose Kinder chocolate candy eggs with the little toy inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those are so popular. You see them. Kids love them. Our grandchildren love them. But they didn't even make the top of the list for any of our states. Okay, Mike, I've got some trivia for you.
What's that?
Guess what today is?
Thursday.
It is our 1,100th The Good Stuff program.
Really?
Can you believe that?
We've done that many already?
That makes us sound very old. Well, okay. Jim Thompson, I wonder what his count would have been before he retired.
All right, folks, thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.